When Kevin's faculties returned a few moments later, he found himself staring down at his own corpse. Blood and brains oozed out in an expanding puddle around his head. The bullet must have passed clean through the backside of his skull. He looked oddly serene, he thought, for a man with a pair of holes in his cranium.
"Do you always have to be so fucking dramatic about that?" Wren asked Driff angrily.
He took another bite of scone and washed it down with the rest of his coffee.
"Do you know how much that fucking hurts?"
Driff stashed the revolver inside his coat.
"I wouldn't have to keep doing this if you stupid humans weren't so stubborn about what is and isn't possible."
In the world of modern dating, texting has become the key to unlocking the hearts of many women. Gone are the days of traditional phone calls, where speaking in real time with all the awkward pauses and anxious stuttering reigned supreme. These days, we live in the age of apps and social media, and if you want to succeed, you need to know how to text effectively. It was autumn 1947. The war with Germany was over. Yet the emerging Cold War loomed like a massive storm cloud over Europe. Much of the European continent lay in ruins, with the U.S. and Soviet Union maneuvering to control what remained. The Soviet Red Army had already locked down most of Eastern Europe with an iron grip, including the eastern portion of Germany and East Berlin.